Celtics Wednesday on WEEI, and Mego will join us at 9. No problem so far with the Boston Celtics.
Nope.
No. Undefeated season. That's what we're chasing.
That's on the table. It remains on the table. Yeah. Problem with the Bruins, and we'll talk to Mike Milbury about that tomorrow.
It's a Celtics Friday.
Yes. Yes. So, Mego coming up at 9. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Time for a back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to begin, Chime?
Well, Greg, as you pointed out, the Boston Bruins have struggled a little bit. Yesterday after the game, Jim Montgomery talked about the offense and kind of who is responsible for the lack of production so far on this team. Here is what he said.
I think on every team, your best players, your star players, have to carry the weight, the load offensively, you know, and, you know, those are the players that are out on the power play and they're the players, you know, but right now it's the offense isn't materializing for us. I don't know. It just, we're not making plays. We're not doing enough to generate high danger scoring chances, whether that's a will to go to those areas or, you know, not the right game plan. You know, we're all culpable for not coming out with a victory tonight.
Okay. I mean, I feel like he's directing that at Brad Marchand, fair or not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, his first goal was Saturday in that overtime win. Am I correct about that, Chime?
That is correct. Yep.
And he has one. So, and there's back and forth. You know, I like the fact that Brad Marchand has continued to say that he won't talk about his contract publicly. But there were whispers that they were about to extend him over the weekend.
All right.
For 3 years? Was that the number that was floating around?
I believe that is correct.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
We had this conversation.
Listen, the man has given heart and soul and body,
right,
certainly to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, when you talk about it, you have to talk about off-season surgeries, mm-hmm, that he had.
Right.
Do you think we have Larry's shoes, we have red in the cigar, do you think we should get a statue of just Marchand's nose?
Could work. As long as it's not a D-Wade type of statue.
But he wasn't mad about that, D-Wade.
No, he was part of the creating team behind that thing.
Well, did you also know that he has also been introduced by the wrong name after they won the NBA title? I was informed of this. They called him Wade Jones.
Did not know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I believe it was like the mayor of Miami introduced him as Wade Jones.
Ooh. Wow.
But can you extend him now,
based on
how he is struggling?
Well, he had the conversation, and remember we were like, well, is he going to retire? I think you were more leaning towards retirement.
Yeah, I think he's going to retire.
But if there's a potential 3-year extension on the table.
Would you extend him for 3 years, though? Thinking back to all the surgeries he's had, his age, everything that goes along with it, like 3 years to me seems like a long time to extend Brad Marchand. And I have all the respect in the world for him. I just think that he's closer to retirement than not. So business-wise, a 3-year extension seems...
Well, then you don't mind him going to play somewhere else.
I just don't see him doing that.
But reports of him getting a 3-year, he still wants to play.
I'm saying that's shocking.
I think it would matter on the price, right? Like if it's, mm-hmm, 3 years at like the league minimum, then who cares?
Right.
Of course, keep him. He's good leadership in the locker room. He's your captain for a reason. That's fine. But if you're paying him $5 or $6 million a year, I think that's a mistake.
Can I get the great Maria from Watertown, mm-hmm, on this right this moment? Hi, Maria.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Just on the issue with Brad Marchand, he was asked about those contract talks/negotiations, and he said that they are false.
Okay.
Whether or not he's hedging or someone else is hedging, I really don't care. I'm not extending anybody on this team right now, based on the way that they are currently playing. And Jim Montgomery's remarks are not exclusive to Brad Marchand. You're talking about the leaders collectively on this team who are literally giving you almost nothing. That includes the $9 million defenseman, Charlie McAvoy. That includes David Pastrnak, Charlie Coyle, Pavel Zacha. I could go down the entire roster. Trent Frederick is giving you nothing. Morgan Geeky is giving you nothing. Just look at their stats when you get a minute, and it's an abomination. There is no chemistry whatsoever on any line except the fourth line.
The fourth line, you have to point out how and great it, they are.
Right. We're at the 10-game mark where this team has virtually no identity. The power play is dismal, and that's a nice way of putting it because I don't want to get dumped. You had a 5-on-3 for over a minute, and you did nothing with it. That fueled Philadelphia's fire last night when they were able to kill that 5-on-3 off. So it's a collective bleep show there right now, and until these players start holding themselves accountable and performing up to the level that we know that they can perform because we've seen most of them do it in the last couple of seasons. This team is going to be, I don't want to say circling the drains, but it's going to be a slog to get these guys into the playoffs.
Maria, brilliant as always.
Yep.
She is the best. She really is. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, let's pivot to the New England Patriots. A little bit more of a cheery topic since they just won on Sunday. Burt Breer was on NBC last night and talked about the potential trade targets for the Patriots and the potential trade assets that the Patriots have. Here was Breer.
So, like, I've heard that they've gotten calls and are fielding calls on corners and receivers. And the receiver market, of course, in the NFL has moved a bunch. So we've seen DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper. Deontay Johnson today got moved. Devontae Adams got moved. And so the names I've heard they've gotten calls on are actually interesting. It's KJ Osborne and it's Tyquan Thornton. And I think the reason why Thornton has some value to teams is because that sort of speed, you can't coach it, right? So every coach looks at a guy like that and says, I can do something with him. So, like, if you want to add some maturity to the room, maybe a player-for-player swap. You trade Tyquan Thornton to Carolina for Adam Thielen. Like, that could be something you might be able to look at, right? Like, and maybe you send the Panthers a pick on top of that. As for corner, they're obviously not trading Christian Gonzalez. I don't think they want to trade Jonathan Jones, but I think they're open for business on everybody else.
A general manager calling on what it would take to get Tyquan Thornton should be fired immediately on the spot.
I will give him to you for a Dunkin' Donuts gift card and a nicely written thank you note.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. They're getting a lot of calls on the wide receivers that are in the room.
Yeah.
Well, obviously they're not. I mean, he's lying.
I don't know what that means. A lot of calls. Like,
Josina Anderson had, I believe, like almost the exact same report as well.
Right. I've seen that. Means
they both got a phone call from Elliot Wolf saying, please say people are calling. Like, nobody, if Tyquan Thornton gets traded, I will jump in the Charles.
So I guess the better portion of that, though, is there's also reports that they are interested in acquiring talent at the deadline. That's a smart move, though. Like, if you can get a guy that you can extend and put on this roster that's actually better than what you have, which isn't a lot.
Like whom?
I don't know. Greg, literally anybody. Like, if you could get an off... I mean, it is a buyer's market right now. The Vikings got a starting left tackle for 15 spots in the draft, basically.
But I was told by these same morons that are currently running the football department
Can't find anybody on the offensive line, right, Curtis?
I mean, talk about an insult to your fan base that all of a sudden the Vikings have a need, they get a guy immediately.
I got to give them credit, though. Finding Ben Brown off the practice squad was... They get credit for that.
Why can't they do that with the receivers? That's what bugs the crap out of me. Those receivers stink.
Because receivers are far more of a premium product than interior linemen are.
Yeah, but there's receivers on practice squads everywhere, across the league.
But you'd have to pick up the phone and see, like, is Cincinnati willing to move on a guy like T. Higgins? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're going to have to think way less high stakes.
I don't want Adam Thielen. Like,
you
want to go, and this just goes back to you want to be able to trade for guys that can change the culture in your locker room, that upgrades and can make plays, but you can also have them for the next 3 or 4
years. You're not renting a guy. Why would you rent a guy?
Why would I want Adam Thielen?
You know, when you're trying to get over 4.5 games.
Right. But I would rent a left tackle if it ensures future safety of Drake May for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And the other thing, Greg, you and I agree on part of this. I don't think it matters much what Mayo says, but if your front office wants to do this publicly, it is really stupid. Like, I understand that everybody has tape and what you say about health is maybe somewhat overblown. We all thought it was a big deal. It wasn't. But how you intend to build your roster and what you're targeting in a trade market should not be public discussions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like, that side of it makes no sense to me, and it makes me think they're going to do nothing but act like they tried.
That they tried again. Yeah. All right, anything else, Sean?
Yeah, one more quick one for you here. Here's a little bit of a feel-good thing. Made its way around social media. I know it was big on TikTok. Peyton Pritchard the other day was out and about with his wife. He was caught on camera. It might have actually been, I think it was his wife that caught him on camera. It was playing hoops with a young boy.
In the seaport.
Yes.
No less.
You can see it right now on Twitch. Mitch has the video for you. Here was Peyton Pritchard talking about that.
Well, me and my wife were actually, we were walking our dog. We got coffee. And then we stopped by a dog park, and by the dog park in Seaport, there's a little hoop. And I had a beanie and stuff on, so I didn't think anybody would really notice me, but these kids saw me from afar, and they were yelling. And I obviously, I was at the dog park, so I didn't go over there right away. And then I ended up going over there, and it was kind of low-key, and we just messing around, really. I just playing one-on-one with them, and they were actually pretty good, though, like little scrappy kids getting after it. So I definitely appreciated it, and I was talking a little bit, so I don't know. I like moments like that. Just felt like a kid again, just playing outside. And obviously, Emma just took a clip of it from afar. So I got a bucket on him, though. So
that's pretty
really
cool,
nice.
Right
it
there.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
That is really cool.
And luckily, there were no doo doo around because Bullet does his in the elevator. So.
Right. That is really cool.
That's a dog park very close to you, too, where
it
they
is,
were.
Yes,
you could have been
nice.
There, you know. Right. You could have hooped up.
I could have. Yeah, but I have the Achilles thing. Right. Although the Achilles thing is gone now. Just completely gone.
But Van Leeuwen is still there.
You're really liking those recovery boots.
Yeah, I did the recovery boots. Today I'm going for a hot sauna and a cold plunge at Sweat House.
All right, which one are you going to?
I'm going to South Boston, the
okay.
new one.
All right.
Are you
going
to go fully into the cold plunge?
Well, of course.
You gotta
go. What do you mean fully into it?
I just could see you putting, I could just see you putting the Achilles in.
No.
Greg, can I tell you something? I so respect that you're honest about your eating at night, because when I saw that butter cake, I was like, this is a ballsy post in the middle of this huge preparation for the 5K.
Let me tell you something. It's only available for a limited time, Curtis. That is the pumpkin butter cake at Ocean Prime, which I only had a spoonful of.
That is a lie.
The caramel sauce is heavenly.
I'm going on Saturday. I hope they still have it.
They are running low, so you better hurry. Although
you're the reason they're running low.
You can get, I just heard from the city of Boston, and there is a new pumpkin butter cake grant program that one can apply for. So if you don't have the funds, they will treat you to dinner at Ocean Prime.
Enjoy it. Enjoy your dip. Enjoy it all.
Throw your little shing-ding.
All right. That is They Said It. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get shut out by the Flyers. Final score 2-0 at the TD Garden. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. They're on the road now to take on the Hurricanes tomorrow night in Carolina. The Celtics are on the road tonight, taking on the Pacers in Indiana. And the NBA has fined the 76ers $100,000 for public statements around the health status of Joel Embiid. They're basically saying that ownership has led the public astray when it comes to what they were saying about Joel Embiid.
Is that the back-to-back comments he's talking about?
Yeah. The Yankees show signs of life. They take Game 4 of the World Series, taking down the Dodgers 11-4. That series sits at 3-1 Dodgers with Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. And bad news for the Texans. Stephon Diggs is out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered in the Texans' win over the Colts on Sunday. I need to figure out my parlay maybe today or tomorrow for Thursday, and I have a lot of questions now when it comes to the Texans because that's where I was leaning. But now I'm hearing
they're without two of their receivers, right?
Yeah.
Nico Collins is out.
But now I'm hearing Shime and Curtis both saying that they want to ride the Jets.
No, I want the Texans.
No, Shimes Texans.
Oh, sorry,
I'm
Curtis wants the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think you should take a break?
No.
Like there's genuine concern for you.
She was hot on Sunday night or Monday night. Like she was cooking.
She just she was cooking?
I mean,
she didn't win her. She lost yet another.
Yeah because
multiple leg parlay. She's over.
She got screwed.
Yeah,
she was picking score twice.
She is over on parlays, multiple leg parlays.
Yeah,
it's like throwing money out the window. Is the multiple leg?
Although she cashed out on her late one Sunday afternoon,
right.
And then she should have probably hit the one on Monday.
Yeah, she should.
I have faith in you, Courtney.
I think that the parlay should partially hit if a touchdown gets called back.
Okay. I do. Not how it works.
No, I do. Yeah. Two touchdowns called back for that guy.
That's the thing about the parlay, man. The parlay is such a crazy... She is a crazy bitch. I had Mike Evans to score a touchdown and get 50 yards. He scores a touchdown, and next thing you know, he pulls his hamstring.
Uh-huh.
There goes my parlay.
I know.
That bitch is like, I'm gone. You're going same game parlay again. You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Greg, what do you like better? Stories about fish that you had right next to the boat but couldn't bring them in, or bets that went wrong?
Yeah, just missed on the anytime touchdown. That's it. Otherwise, I nailed my other 11 legs.
The only reason you get an extra 10 grand when you bet 30 legs is because they all have to happen. Close doesn't matter.
Well, they almost did. That's the thing about gambling, Curtis. It's always about going for broke.
Yep. Looking for fast, convenient family meals that everyone will love? Well, you got to try the 99 Restaurant's new original crispy chicken tender family meal deal for just $39.99. Each meal serves up to 5 people and comes with sides to share only at the Nines. The 99 does have great chicken tenders, so that sounds delicious. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I love the Nines. 53 degrees in Boston, mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon high of 70. Greg, tomorrow, trick-or-treating in the mid to upper 70s in Boston.
Could be a record, though, Curtis.
It really could.
The record temperature on Halloween is 82 degrees set in 1941, I believe.
Wow. Ooh, was there a big emission of carbon in 1941?
There may have been.
Wow.
So could be a record setter tomorrow.
All right.
Still to come this morning, we'll get to Courtney in today's news at 7:45. And it is a Celtics Wednesday, so we will talk Celtics with Mego coming up at 9:00.